Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 1st of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And then subsequently trained and directed the hijackers and the terrorists involved.
9/11 mastermind to plead guilty and special road safety campaign begins today. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, it's understood the man accused of being the mastermind of the September 11th attacks has agreed to plead guilty. The US Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices are expected to enter the pleas at Guantanamo Bay as early as next week in order to avoid the death penalty. It comes more than two decades after Al-Qaeda flew commercial airliners into the buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews has more.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is said to have come up with the idea, presented that as an idea to Osama bin Laden and then subsequently trained and directed the hijackers and the terrorists involved.
Donald Trump has questioned the racial identity of his presumed presidential rival Kamala Harris. In an interview with a black journalist, the Republican candidate falsely suggested the vice president has been misleading voters about her race. His remarks drew gasps from the audience in Chicago.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
The Road Safety Authority and Gardaí's August Bank Holiday Road Safety Campaign kicks off today and runs until Wednesday. Motorists are being warned that means an extended enforcement period across the Bank Holiday weekend, targeting drink and drug driving and use of your phone. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Amber Thursday is a joint campaign with local authorities and officials from road safety, water safety and fire prevention. As thousands head to the roads and flock to beaches, rivers and pools, and others go camping or light up the barbecue in the garden, the focus is to slow down, be safe, stay alive and enjoy the weekend with friends and families. People are reminded not to light fires in forests, never barbecue in a balcony, use lifeguarded beaches and swim within your depth and parallel to the shore. Motorists are particularly reminded that an extended enforcement period is focusing on drink and drug driving, seat belts and using your phone at the wheel between now and Wednesday.
In the UK, a teenager has been charged with three counts of murder and 10 of attempted murder following the Southport stabbings. Three young girls died at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class on Monday. Five other children are still critically injured, along with two adults. Violence broke out near the town's mosque the next day after false rumours circulated online about the 17-year-old suspect. Chief Executive of Southport Pleasureland, Norman Wallace, is trying to reassure visitors.
They should not be worried about coming to Southport. This is a one-off isolated incident, and then these other people have come and hijacked that for their own agenda. And that's just wrong. So please, no one think that Southport's a bad place.
Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to fight Hamas until they are defeated. The Israeli Prime Minister has praised his military for its strike on the Lebanese capital Beirut, which killed a key Hezbollah figure. Meanwhile, Iran has promised harsh punishment over the assassination of a Hamas leader on its soil. Speaking through an interpreter, Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will face down any threat.
These are challenging days we are facing. Since the strike in Beirut, we have been hearing threats from every direction. We are prepared for every scenario, and we will be together. We will be determined against any threat. Israel will make anyone who is against us pay a very heavy price, no matter in which arena.
More than 700,000 units of illegal medicines have been intercepted in the first 6 months of the year, with anabolic steroids making up 23% of the seizures. Just under 707,000 medicines were seized, compared to just over 550,000 during the same period last year. Gráinne Power, Director of Compliance at the Health Products Regulatory Authority, says the medicines involved can pose serious health risks.
They have a potent impact on your body, and they will, you know, damage your liver, damage your kidneys, damage your heart, not to mention, you know, mental health issues that they create. So not medicines to be messed with at all, and certainly not medicines to get from somebody who's not medically trained.
It's going to cost more to fill your fuel tank from today. The price of both petrol and diesel increased by 3 and 4 cents a litre respectively from midnight. It's because of the latest reversal of cuts to excise duty on motor fuel implemented during the cost of living crisis when oil prices were soaring. In entertainment news, there's some good news for fans of Squid Game. It's been confirmed the long-awaited second season of the Netflix show is returning at the end of the year. It'll drop on St. Stephen's Day, with new games expected to feature, followed by the third and final installment next year. The Korean drama is Netflix's most popular program of all time. And in sport, at the Olympics, Jack Marley can secure Ireland's second boxing medal of the Games with victory in the men's heavyweight quarterfinals, and Dana Morehouse will make her Olympic debut in the flyweight last 16. Shane Ryan and Tom Fannin compete in the heats of the 50-metre freestyle in the pool. If they qualify, they'll return for the semis tonight. Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch are the first Irish rowers to take on a final this week. They're in lane 3 for the men's double sculls final from 10:30 this morning. Robert Dixon and Sean Waddlelove can also secure a medal today. A top 4 finish in today's men's skiff medal race will guarantee them a place on the podium. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry represent Ireland in the men's golf, which gets underway today. It's also do or die for Ireland if they want to progress to the quarterfinals in the men's hockey. Only a win will do against Argentina. That gets underway at 12:15. And Cian O'Connor is part of the Irish show jumping team that will take part in qualifying this morning. The top 10 of the 20 countries involved will advance to the final. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.